Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Daf HaShavuot, Sukkos, Daf Ayin Beis. We're beginning right at the bottom of Ayin Aleph on Beis. Hamadrash Ishtar, so it says, the Mishnah said that if you're a Madrash Ishtar, you shouldn't go to a Beis HaMishnah, or a Beis HaAvol is Yetz Vidin Subish, you have to divorce her. So Mishnah of the Beis HaMishnah, Ikon Nayob of now. So if you don't let her go to a party, so you're making her life difficult, you're making life hard, she can't go to any fun things. Ela Beis HaAvol, my Nayob of Naikah, but if you don't allow her to go to a Beis HaAvol, what's wrong with that? Why is that so bad? So Tanu L'machru Mesa, the surprise says, because tomorrow she'll die, Inkal Beri Saifta, and no one will be masked at her because she never attended anybody else's Levias. So that's why it's going to be very hard for her to accept. It could only Inkal Beri Saifna, or nobody will care or bury her. Because she was not going to chesed with anybody else. Tanya Hayir Meir, I'm reminding Siv Tavu Lachas Pasin Kehalas. It's better to go a base Avel to a base Avel Milachas al base Amishta, Be'ashur Sev Kol Adam, because that is where everybody will end up. V'chai Yitna Liba, and someone who's alive will give thought to this. So, my V'chai Yitna Liba, was that referring to that a person should give thought to this? It means, Dvarim Shal Misi, think about the fact of how it works when a person passes away. The Safed, a person is masked with someone else, Yispedune, they'll be masked with him. The Kavar, if you bury someone else, Yikurune, they will bury you. The Yadal, the Lune. If you raised your voice for other people, they will raise their voices for you. The Levai, Levai, Ilvune. If you're Malava other people, you went to the Levai, they'll Malava you. To Tanya, to Nune. If you carried other people's Aaron, they will carry yours. But if he says because there's another problem, then it's mutter. What's this other problem? Because there, he says you can't go to the Beis HaMishnah because there are pieces of people there. It's only if it's known that there are such people. You can't just not make up, oh, don't go because there are pieces of people. You have to have some basis for that. And if he said to her, you'll say what I said to you, then you have to be Megarisha. So what the tema? Let her say it. What is it that is so bad? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shmuel, Dvarim Shel Klein. The things that involve Tashmish and are very humiliating. Oisha Tehe Memala Uma Are El Ashba. V'tiyavet, let her do that. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, She Temale V'noifetzis. It means that she should be empty the Zera after he's boiled her, and that's back to that issue again of causing her not to have children. The Mishnah says, the breast is that it means he just tells her, fill up 10 barrels of water and empty them into the garbage. So Shmuel's reason of Zera, we understand that why you have to give Iksuba Lamasnita, but the breast of Ayin Afklamina, what does she care? To have it, let her do it. Why would we force him to give her to get divorced because of that? So because it's making her look crazy, so she can demand a divorce. If he makes a neder that she can't borrow and she can't lend a napa, two kinds of sifters, and a rechaim and a tanner, a mill and an oven, you have to divorce her. You're giving her a bad name that she's unkind. You're giving her a bad name in her neighbors. Her too. And if she made a net, she's not going to do it. Or she's not going to make nice clothing for his children. She loses her ksuba and she gets divorced. Because she's giving him a bad name. So, Dr. Mishnah, Eliyot, Shalab, Ksuba, these are women that do something that cause them to lose their Ksuba and get divorced. Tayveres, Adas, Moshe, Yehudis. She's over either Adas, Moshe, that means the things that Torah requires, or Yehudis is Midurbanan. Ezi, Das, Moshe, Machalosu, Shani, Moussa, she fed him something that she didn't take Trumas and Maxis from, Shem, Shas, and Nida. She lives with him when she's in Nida without telling him, Le Kaitzel, Chala. She doesn't take Chala from the bread, but Nadar, Shani, Makiamis, and she makes Nadar, and she doesn't keep them. Ezi, Das, Yehudis, was Das, Yehudis. Yehudis, Reshapura, she walks outside without her hair covered, and I was going to explain what that means. Vitaiva Bishuk, and she weaves in the street. Again, the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Mediberes Kol Adam, she speaks with everybody. Abishalayim Rafa Mekalal, Yolda Befanam, she curses, the Gemara is going to explain, it means his parents in front of him. And Abtafanayim Rafa Kelanis, so she yells very loudly, Ezi Kelanis, what's a Kelanis? Kishahi Mediberes Vitaibesa, when she's speaking to him in her house, Shechena Hashem and Kelaher, the neighbors can hear her talking. Dr. Gemara, Machalas Hashem and Melusar, She feeds him not kosher, not gemeisert. Hechidami, that's the case. Idiyada, if he knew, Nifresh let him just be mafresh the trumas and meisers himself. Idiyada, if he didn't know, Minoyada, how did he ever find out? So Chichadamrila, she told him, Plani Kayan Tikanay Sakri, that the Kayan took the trumas and meisers on my behalf. And then he went and he asked him, the Kayan, Rishtaka Shukran. It turns out that she was lying, and the Rishonim discuss here why is the Kayan more Nemer than her, and the reason is likely because being that she was taller than him, so now she has established herself as a liar. Taisav here asks that what's the Gemara's problem that Idiyada Nifresh, if he knows, let him be Mafresh. Taisav says, I mean, why isn't it a big enough problem that she tried? She tried to feed him treif, and he said, yeah, maybe he figured it out, but still, didn't she try? Isn't that enough reason to grounds for divorce? Taisav says, well, she can always argue that, oh, I was going to tell you last minute, it was just a practical joke. So unless it actually happens, he can't really finger her that she was going to do it. Zok de Gemar Weiter. So, Imashem Shos in Ida, same kind of question. Hechidami. What's the case? Ida Yadaba Nefresh. If he knew that she's in Ida, let him just stay away. Ida La Yad, if he didn't know, Nes Mechalala, then rely on her that she's not. Dam Rav Kenneth Barkahana, Rav Shmuel, and Ida, she's first Latzma. How do we know that an Ida counts for herself when we trust her? She never suffered law. She was Yam Latzma, she counts herself when we have to trust her. Say Dechadam Bisurim. So, Etrichad Armalai Plani Chacham Tirli as Adam. I had asked this rabbi, and he was Matar the Adam. Vaz Vashal, and he asked the rabbi, was a lie. If a woman becomes muhsak in her among her neighbors that she's a nida because of the clothing she's wearing, she wears clothing specific to nida. It's enough of a proof that her husband gets malchus. So if he finds out that she had been walking around without clothing, then then it's proven. It can be assumed that she was a nida, even though he didn't know. Like Kaitz Lachalan, she's not taking Chala. Echidam Idiyad, if he knows that needs Chala, and if Rosh, let him take it himself. Idiyad, and Idiyad, how would he find out? Let's see, same thing. Darm Rilai, she told him, Plaini Gabal Tikkunli as Isa, the baker had removed the Chala. Vazal Shaila, and he asked him, Ishtak Chikrin, and turns out it's not true. Nederes Venim Kiyamas, she makes the Nedish Namakayim, Darm Marba, Vay Nedorim, Banam Mesim, the Avera of Nakibi Nedorim, a person's children, Lelen, can die. Shinemar Altidnas Pichalachtis, Bissarecha, don't let your mouth make hate for your family. For nothing I hit your children. Lashav means al iskeshav because of nothing. Tanya Harameir, I'm a colleague of Ishta Shinidaris and Vikiamis. If someone knows that his wife makes Nadarm and doesn't keep them, Yaksavi Adirena, you should make a netter against her. For Demar Yadirana, you make a netter against her, but my Masakhla, what does that help? Al Yasriak Nikana, get her angry, Kadisha Tita Bifana, then she will make this netter in front of you, Yafrala, and you will be able to be made for it. Armaloy, Einanam Dharam Nachash Bakufa, you can't rely on that because someone that's constantly making these Dharam and hurting you, you can't expect that you'll always be able to be on top of it. Tanya Herib Meir, I'm a colleague of Ishta Shani Kutzlachal, if he knows that she doesn't take Khal, Yasir Yafrish Akhra, just be Mafrish, backup Afrash's Khal. Here too, a person can't be expected to always remember to be mafresh chal. So, if you say that they say that you have this machlokes by nedarim, then certainly by meiser, by chala, there's going to be a swara that that in darim nachash b'kivachas and. I'm sorry, if you say it by Chala, then certainly by Nedarim it's going to have the Svara. So in other words, even though Rabbi Huda allows it by Nedarim, and he says you could be on top of it, or a mayor, by Chala, he would agree you can't hold him responsible to constantly be a Mafresh Chala, because it's much more Shchiach, and you probably are going to come to eat it once without being mafresh. So everybody would agree over there. And daram nachash b'kiv achas. Ezidas Yehudas yoytiv Rosh Hapurah. Rosh Hapurah deraisi. Walking without a hair covered is min hatayres. Das meisha deksev paras Rosh Isha. By sight it says you uncover her hair. V'tanid v'ir b'shmal as harlo v'nesh shol sheyotiv Hapurah Rosh. This teaches us in the Tzatzar for women that they can't walk with their hair uncovered. So Mara says deraisa. So we just turn the page. Min hatayra kalsa shapadam. She can cover her hair with with like a basket or something. So it's kind of a limited covering, and it's not that's nisig, but that's all the Torah requires. Dasi hudis, but midrabanan if it kalsa nami aser, you can't walk out with a basket. You have to have a proper hair covering. Amar avasi, amar avyechanan kalsa memeshim pura roish. Using a kalsa is not a problem. It is covering your hair. Havi bar rav zera hech osakes ilan bishuk. If you walk around with this basket in the street, dasi hudis, that we just learned is dasi hudis. Ela b'chatzer, it means in the chatzer. That means that implies you do have to cover your hair in the chatzer, and pashas b'gemara means the chatzer just means in the privacy of your home, a place that there's nobody else outside your family. No woman will be able to live comfortably under with her husband if she always has to have her hair covered. So basically, we did not draw on an order as we don't require a woman to keep her hair covered as long as there's nobody around, and that's what the concept of chatzer is. So Amar Abaye, same Rav Kahana, mechatzel chatzer derek mavid. No, she's going to a private place, but she's walking through a semi-private place. So there may or may not be people there. It's not dafka, there's going to be people there. So that's where a kalsa is sufficient. She has to wear something because people may show up, but it's a kalsa is enough. When she's weaving, she's showing her arms to people, and that's Pritzis. When she's weaving, she lets the string, it's a red string, Taisis is, I think, here, to go connect her Panashal Mata, so it goes down and it attracts attention there, so that's Pritzis. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Medaberes Kol Adam, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'maschekes and Bachurim, she flirts with Bachurim. Amar Abba Barachana, Zimnechad, Habba Kazilna, Besreja, Rav Ukva, I was walking behind Rav Ukva, Chazita Lahar, Rabbi, I saw this non-Jewish woman, to have a Yasva, she was sitting with Kashad, Pilcha, and she was busy weaving Rataiva, Rod Kenegh Pana, she was doing this Rod Kenegh Pana, V'akivu the Chazitina, and then she saw us, V'sikdei, La Pilcha, she kind of tore off the Pilcha, the thread, the shadisa, and she threw it to get out to have an opportunity to talk to us. And Amrili, and she said to me, "Ulam, young man, havli plach, give me my, can you give me my thread?" So Amar Ba, Rabbi Maruk, and Moshe Rabbi Cook said, "This is an example of something." What was an example? My Amar Ba, Rabbi Namar Tevi Bashok. Either he said she's an example of a Tevi Bashok because that's what she was doing. Amar Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan Amri. She said, no, this is an example of a woman who's flirting with Bachram. She just did this to be able to talk to Marokva. So you're cursing the grandparents in front of the grandchildren. So a person's cursing not his parents, but his in-laws in front of his children. So Simanach Ephraim and Menashe can ruin Hashem and Li'ali. In other words, it's, let's say a woman is cursing her in-laws in front of her husband and in the presence of her children. So Amar Abba Amar Le Nechla Ari L'Saba Abba Brei. She said, "Let a lion eat the grandfather," and she says it in front of the son. She's very loud. She's speaking loudly about things that are very private. She's in so much pain that she screams out, and you hear it in another chatzah. So that should be a mum. It's not a mum. It's just something humiliating. So the Mishnah says, a woman amenash, she doesn't have any nedarim, and imsul nedarim, it turns out she has a nedarim, and mekudesha, she's not mekudesha. Konsistam, if you married her without any tanaim, and imsul nedarim, and she has nedarim, teshav ksuba, also she loses her ksuba. Amenash ain't b'mumen, and imsul b'mumen. If you made a tanaim, there's no mumen, and you find mumen, and mekudesha, konsistam, if you married her stam without a tanaim, and imsul b'mumen, teshav ksuba, also you get divorced without a ksuba. Kol ha mumen, a pesul mekan, a pesul benasha. So I guess the Gemara is going to figure out why you need all these cases. So, Tanan Nami Gabi Kedushin Kagamna, we have the same Mishnah as Sachs Kedushin, Hachal B'Ksubis is Shichalei, in Ksubis it has relevance to Ksubis, that you lose your Ksuba, Tani Kedushin not the Ksuba, so it says the Tanai by Kedushin for the Tanai of Kansa, Hasan B'Kedushin is Shichalei, Tani Ksubis at the Kedushin, there we just want to say about the Tanai Kedushin, so we mentioned Ksuba atu Kedushin. Amrav Yechanam Shem Rishumini and Sadiq Ve'elen Nadarim, Amrav, these are the Nadarim, Shalai Techal Basar, Shetishta Yai, she can't eat meat, wine, Shalai Tiskash, she can't wear nice clothing, Tani Nami Hachal Ve'elen Nadarim, Amrav, Dwaram Shesh Bemin and Nafesh. These are things of inyan nefesh. Shoytechel baser tishli yayin shis kash bizit tzayin. You can't eat meat, wine, and wear nice clothing. Haver papa haya. What is the consist I'm going back on? Ilem areisha. If it's a continuation from the Tanai, kivin de kapid afilo kol mili nami. So why are we saying that it's only these nedarim of shoytechel baser tishli yayin? He's makbid. He said, don't make any tanaim. He made an almanas. Ella say, if it's going on a safe of Kansastam, and Kansastam is not a continuation of the Tanai, it's Kansastam, and it was a Kitchestam also. You never made any Tanai, and these things you're makbid on nonetheless, which is these the Dharm. Rav Asher Amar Lo Reisha, no, it's going back on the case when you made a Tanai, but even when a person says, I'm not saying the Chalon Nadarm, it doesn't mean all Nadarm, it means Midi Dekhtu Ben Shevi Kfei Dekhtu, is something that's normal to be makbid on, is what he's makbid on. So he says, of course, if you specify, I don't want any Nadarm at all, it will work. But when you just say, I'm not saying the Chalon Nadarm, it means these nedarim because that's what you're triply makbid on. Have a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.